This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sauvel and Eric Bickle. During the break, Drabby came in here to talk Paige Spiranak with EB. What is his latest analysis?
Well, here she's just on the range. And normally she's wearing like skirts and everything. She's actually dressed kind of demurely, if that's the correct word. She's just wearing like, maybe they're Lululemon, but they're like boot cut or something. Or maybe they're just like girl golf pants. And her butt looks more normal, right? It's definitely not outrageous like it was in those booty short pics, right?
I didn't think it was outrageous in the booty. It wasn't like Kim Kardashian-like.
I thought it was fairly Kim Kardashian-like considering where she came from the pictures she showed
before. I thought she was like sticking it out in a certain way.
Yeah.
And there are certain shorts which accentuate.
Right.
I see them. If you go to any gym, you'll see a lot of girls wearing.
Do you actually think her butt looks bad here now?
No. I don't think it looks bad. I just think that it was kind of...
It was enhanced in the other one.
Embarrassing for her to go to the New York Post and talk about like
all the hard work she's put in
on her butt when she was clearly wearing like those shorts that accentuate your butt and make it look super tight and like you have all this muscle back there.
I mean, maybe she's tightened up a little bit.
I'm sure she has.
You know, she's claiming she's doing this. I mean... It's terrible to claim you're doing
a
fitness journey.
Oh, it's terrible
to claim you're doing a fitness journey and then you don't do it. You know, like when Cakes said he was doing Peloton.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't my finest moment.
Our buddy Cork was yelling at us yesterday.
What is he upset about?
He gets really fired up.
Well, he was like, you don't get it. She's in the gym, Drab. She's in there. She's just doing butt exercises. That's why the rest of her body isn't super ripped. And he goes, women just go to the gym and they do an hour straight of butt exercise.
Is that what
that's
it is?
That's all they do.
They just focus on the butt?
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean,
someone point me to that gym.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? My wife used to teach a class, and maybe she does on occasion, called Gluteus Max Out. It's a 1 hour class where you're...
I think that should probably be required for everyone.
Maybe I should sign up for Jess's class to work on my butt.
What does he want him to have, like, big shoulders?
No, he just said you guys are idiots thinking she got butt implants. He said she's in the gym doing these butt exercises for an hour every day.
All right, or she's also wearing like shorts that make her look all snatched and
It's probably a combination of the two.
Yeah, it's probably a combination.
It's a combination of the shorts, the angle of the picture, and goblet squats she's doing.
Right.
Whatever that is.
It's like with your...
Yeah. You hold the dumbbell.
The kettlebell.
Got it.
I also yelled at him. I'm like, dude, just because you own a gym doesn't make you the authority on all things fitness. You got to relax on Twitter a little bit.
Yeah.
You're screaming at the junkies.
Okay. Is he screaming at us on Twitter?
He was tweeting you guys yesterday. What do you know about working out?
He's workout shaming us.
You guys don't know anything about butts. Yeah, you don't work out.
Okay. It's fine.
That's a shtick.
Yeah, okay.
I've never met him, but that seems to be his shtick.
Me. Love it.
But I appreciate he
out.
Listens. Yeah. Yeah. He catches it all, so yeah. That's good. He's a P1, it seems.
Does he have like... Well, now I'm on the Paige Spironak Instagram again. I'm stuck.
Well, hopefully you're unstuck tonight, because right. The three of us will be hosting an altcast on Monumental Sports 2. Check it out. It's our last altcast of the year. I think originally we were going to do two Wizards, two Caps.
Correct.
They punted the Wizards because...
Well, let's be honest. The Obi
Caps are
chase,
more interesting.
The
right?
Obi yeah. chase is more enthralling than whatever the Wizards are putting forth at this point.
And mm-hmm. so the question is, with three goals to go to break the record,
yep.
could he do it tonight? How many goals do you think he'll score? We can open up to callers, 800-636-1067. I was saying this last night. I think Will Dawkins even asked. You know, he's just making small talk. Mm-hmm. He's like, could he break the record? And I keep bringing up Cal Ripken. He came up clutch in those moments. You know what I mean? When he was breaking the record, he wasn't going 0 for 5, striking out four times. Mm-hmm. He hit home runs. And the greatest players often come up big. So his next two games, home and then away. Could he score three tonight, get a Hattie tonight to break the record? I certainly think he could, and that would be epic.
Well, how many?
And he's playing a team in the Chicago Blackhawks that is 1-8-1 in their last 10 games that gives up, in that stretch, an mm-hmm. average of 4 goals per game.
So Ovi had a Hattie against the Edmonton Oilers. Remember, that was coming out of the All-Star break. It was the second of two games where the Caps erupted mm-hmm. for like 15 goals.
Now, that
in
included an empty netter, if I recall, which Carberry has said he doesn't want him to break the record with an empty netter.
Totally right. agree with
Not
that.
Not going to do it. He said, do you care to guess, or do you already know the number? How many career hat tricks has Ovi had?
I don't know the number.
He's fifth all
guess.
Time. He's fifth I'm all time.
Guess, I'm going to guess 22.
32.
Looks 32. Like he has two this season.
And he's got the most, I think. Let me see. He's got the most hat tricks after turning 30.
That tracks. That makes sense.
So he surpassed Philip Esposito's previous record of 18. So he's got at least 19 after turning 30.
The harder part is we're taking away the empty netter, which has helped some of those hat tricks.
Sure.
800-636-1067. Do you think Ovi breaks the record tonight? If not, does he break the record when Cakes is in the building in New York when they take on the Islanders?
I'm going to forecast that he doesn't break it this weekend. I don't foresee him having a two-goal explosion tonight and then getting...
Why not?
I don't know. I just...
You're just playing the numbers, the average.
I'm just playing.
His average is...
I think he's tracking about 0.6 goals per game at this point.
Didn't you have him at 0.8 at one point?
He might have had a stretch where he was there, but I don't know if he...
On the whole?
Did that for an entire season. I'm going to say he doesn't do it this weekend, but he will do it before the end of the season.
I feel like he's catching a little fire. I think he's on a little bit of a heater in the last few games. Just a little bit.
Well, I mean, he's
not a big one,
he's scored in three straight.
Yeah.
Scored in 4 out of 5. So
they need to handle their business tonight, because I am getting a little worried. I know Dowd kind of poo-pooed it yesterday. Getting a little worried that they're not playing the best hockey heading into the playoffs.
I feel like this hockey right now almost doesn't matter. The die has been cast.
They're just trying to get to the postseason.
They're just trying
now.
To get to the postseason now. Like, it almost doesn't matter. I want them to play well going to the playoffs just like anybody else, but they've already established. They've had a great regular season. It's a whole new ball game when the playoffs come around. It's just going to be all new enthusiasm, all new everything, all new energy. Right? It's just a brand new season. Brand new.
So this game tonight, because it's a potential record-setting game, mm-hmm. it's on ESPN+, Hulu, Disney+, and NHL Network.
Yeah, and Monumental's carrying it, correct?
Like, I would assume so.
Yeah, they're all, like, everybody's in on this
game. One of the games, remember we talked about him being preempted, but then Joe B and Locker would still be on the call so they'd be archived?
Well,
when does that happen?
I know that the Islanders game that I'm attending over the weekend is one of those.
Okay.
I mean, that game is
being
broadcast.
Yeah, that's a TNT game.
TNT, True TV, Max, and Monumental, all listed on the call. So you're going to be able to consume it in a bunch of different ways. And I thought the initial plan was that they would just have the archived broadcast and they wouldn't be simulcast. I think some of these games are actually simulcast now on Monumental. While they're also on, like,
oh,
TNT.
It's not going to be tape delayed anymore? They got rid of the tape delay?
I could be wrong on that. Don't quote me on that.
Cakes, I got a little nugget for your game on Sunday.
I'd love to hear it.
I saw this on a hockey podcast yesterday.
Okay.
On Instagram.
All right.
The Islanders goalie, I think his name's Ilya Sorokin.
Okay.
He's been in the NHL for, I think, 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
Alex Ovechkin has never scored on him.
Oh, really?
There's 29 goalies, I believe, in the NHL that haven't given up a goal.
He has to add him to the victim list this weekend.
I think he might be Ovi's nemesis.
Oh, he's Ovi's
kryptonite? How many times has he gone against him?
I mean, they've been playing in the... I don't know. I don't know the exact number of games.
All right.
But he's been in the division since 2020, I
think. He's never scored against him? That seems kind of weird.
I know. I feel like nobody can shut him out. Like, there's no goalie that just like has his number.
Right.
Like, he can beat any goalie.
I'm sure you're right. Yeah. I just thought it was an interesting tidbit.
Yeah.
It's not a bad nugget.
He's not Alex Ovechkin's kryptonite.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm not buying
fluky.
It. Maybe. But I mean, generally, if Ovi, you know, if he gets his one timer from his area, I think he's going to beat any goalie in the world. Generally speaking.
By the way, Ovi has scored against 182 different goalies.
But this is
his
one
career.
That he hasn't. This is
according to Drab T-shirts, NHL research over there, that's what he's claiming.
Right. Well, we need more context, Drab. You got to find out how many times they've faced each other. How many shots has he deflected or caught or whatever.
It's pretty amazing to just look at this list of guys that Ovi's scored on.
Do they have like what goalies he's victimized the most? Is it like organized that way? Like he's scored 20 goals against this guy or?
Yeah, Russian Machine Never Breaks has every goalie that he's scored against and the total goals he's scored against.
So who's he victimized the most?
I mean, I'd have to go through the list.
It's not in order.
Like, he's scored a bunch against Henrik Lundqvist. He scored 24 against him. Kari Lehtinen, he's scored 22 against. He scored 28 against Marc-Andre Fleury.
See, I mean, those guys have nightmares about Ovi.
Well, also, these are teams he played in the division a lot.
Yeah.
Looks like Marc-Andre Fleury might be the guy he scored against the most. Unless Cakes, there's somebody at the bottom.
If he kind of sticks with his average, right?
Yep.
Let's just say he scores one in the next two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then he's two away from breaking the record. Then they're at Carolina at home.
Yep.
So if he really wants to do it at home, he could do it tonight, which would be epic, right?
Well, I mean,
the Carolina game on next Thursday, which is April 10th, is maybe more realistic. And let's just say he slows down, which I don't think he would. They play Columbus on Sunday the 13th. That's it. They've got three home games left. So if he really wants to do it at home, which I don't know that he does, I don't think he discerns his goals. I don't think he's going to hold off on scoring.
He's trying to score.
The only thing they're
going to
hold back on is an empty netter.
Yes.
Right.
To break the record.
But
you can tie the record on an empty netter. That's fine. You cannot break the record.
I think once you get one away from tying, I think you're shutting them down.
Yeah, I don't like tying it on the empty netter, do you?
It's a tying goal. It's not the record-breaking goal. Yeah. Nobody cares about a tying goal.
They care about the third goal. It's going to go viral on ESPN.
The caveat is empty net is acceptable on the record-breaking goal. No. If it's a part of your hat trick.
I don't think you can break the record on the empty netter. And Carberry essentially,
if you have a hat trick,
I do like this carve out.
I think that's the caveat.
Yeah, but it's impossible
now.
Two
goals already.
Yeah.
So he scores two goals in the game. So not only does he tie the record in the game, he breaks it in the same game with a hat trick.
Breaks it with flair.
Yeah, the tying goal would be on goal and number two of the hat trick. The third record-breaking goal would be empty net, but but you would have a hat trick in the game in which you broke the record.
The hat trick supersedes the empty net goal. People forget the empty net. They're like,
no, right?
That's the video you showed on a hat trick.
That's the headline on ESPN.
Yeah,
Ovi hat trick
clinches the
record breaking goal. Yeah.
That'd be cool, but the video they're going to show 10 years from now is the empty net.
No, the video of the goal would be all three of them in a compilation.
Yeah, like a montage.
Would be the montage of the hat trick that breaks it.
Correct.
Maybe.
You can't just isolate the empty net.
I've been thinking about that a lot. Can you tell?
I can tell.
All right, let's go to Anna.
Formulating it.
Anna, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Junkies? First time caller. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Very sweet.
In the event that he breaks it tonight, for those of us who could possibly be at a Nats game tonight, you think they'll throw it up on the Jumbotron? There.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's actually a good point.
100%.
If he has two, they should put the third one live.
The Nats have been very good. I think all the teams are cool, like synergy-wise here in Washington ever since Dan Snyder left.
But will they put it live, or would it just be a replay of it?
I think they might put it live.
You know what? I don't care, because it's like, no offense, I have to be really honest. I am not a Cavs fan, but I have been following Ovi through all of this. This is like amazing, and I always told my husband if he's going to break it, me personally would like to see him do it against the Pens. But that's just only because that would be so apropos.
It's the last game of the year.
I mean, that could happen if he goes on a dry streak. He could.
Hey, you know, anything can happen. I'm like Bish. I'm like, do not trip at the finish line, buddy. Let's go. Yeah. I want it all done this year. I want it to be done before the Stanley Cup, and then just take it all and just ride out and enjoy all of this. So,
Anna, thank you.
Hey, guys, you guys are awesome. Thank you for making our lives wonderful.
That's what we do. We make people's lives wonderful, EB.
Thank you, Anna.
It's kind of what we do.
Did you and Jason agree to a buyout? I've already forgotten. Or does he have to ship you 100?
No, we agreed to a buyout because I got scared a little bit when Ovi was...
You actually accepted the buyout?
I think we settled it for 50 or 75 bucks.
Oh, my God.
50, I think. I let him off the hook.
All right.
What was I doing?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, people want to chime in, but Valdez wants me to go to break, so I don't know what to do. I'm paralyzed.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. But coming up next, we're going to talk some Wizards. Bub Carrington, their rookie.
Heater.
32 points last night.
Pretty nice.
And I think he led them in rebounds and assists.
Almost had a trip dub.
Yeah, and he can't buy alcohol cakes.
Not even close.
Not even close.
He's a youngin'.
We'll talk to Brian Keefe, the head coach, about that next here on The Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.